You ready?
Vancouver's favorite way to wake up. I love their personalities. Just what I like. I think it's super funny. Love it.
I'm just going to have to undo my pants.
And those will all address your ratings.
One of the most popular morning radio teams in the business.
And Drew. Nat Hunter and Drew Savage.
You can get arrested for driving nude.
Can you really?
Yes, of course you can.
Oh, note to self.
Hello, Sherry Shandling.
Nat and Drew.
Optimus Prime with Nat and Drew.
Producer James Cameron.
Hey, Nat. Hey, Drew. How you doing?
I'm Sam Smith.
You're listening to Nat and Drew.
Good morning, Vancouver. I'm Kylie Rae Jepsen, and you're listening to The Nat and Drew Show.
Here's Nat and Drew.
What Canadian food should be given protection? I didn't even know this was a thing. But UNESCO, which is a division under the United Nations where they promote, like they do the heritage sites, they protect heritage sites. They also protect food and culture. And France's baguette has just been given UNESCO protection. It's added to the list of intangible cultural heritage, the baguette. It is like so integral to French culture, it is worth protecting.
So this is interesting because my impression of UNESCO is that they mainly protect environmental spaces,
mm-hmm.
that perhaps without that protection, they might be endangered. I didn't think there was any danger of the French baguette going away.
No, nor did I. And it's not even, I think it's just almost like recognizing the importance of the baguette. They're using the word protection.
Okay.
But it's more about, I mean, there was a classic recipe. There's the baguette can only have four ingredients. There's a certain way to do it. There are knockoffs and it's not the same. So it's sort of recognizing the distinction of how important the baguette is.
It's got to be as hard and crunchy as humanly possible.
And soft in like just melts in your mouth on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to get. And they did say that with the sort of the mass producing of like bakery products in France, that some family-owned small bakeries that are specialized in the baguette have gone away. So there, it is worth protecting. France actually spent 6 years getting all the documentation ready to present their case to UNESCO.
Wow.
This is a big thing.
Okay.
This is a big thing. So I ask you, friends, this morning, what Canadian food is worth protecting? Do we have any that we should be going to UNESCO and saying, hey, we want this one to be on the map. It's worth it. It's our like cultural, there's a cultural importance to it. It's very Canadian. We need to protect it. Is there anything?
I would think maple syrup would count, would it not? If you're talking about our gift to the world,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if people the world over enjoy the French baguette, do people not the world over enjoy maple syrup? Look, but Elf, the movie Elf, the whole thing hinges on Buddy just chugging down bottles of maple syrup.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think maple syrup, that was sort of my go-to.
Yeah.
Dee suggested ketchup chips. I'm to the people that love ketchup chips.
Love them
like,
a lot.
They love them a lot. Like, yeah. it's a real thing.
They aren't widely available elsewhere, though. Mm, you almost have to come to Canada to get the ketchup chips.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen stuff from people on social where they're visiting Canada, and they're taking a picture of themselves with a bag of ketchup chips, and they're like, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm in Canada. Got to do it.
Yeah.
Whereas maple syrup would be, that's consumed the world over. Is it not?
I don't think so. Like, I mean, in the States for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's, you know, like...
They don't put maple syrup on stuff in the UK?
No. If pancakes, when I, like, for... I mean, maybe they do now, but I don't think it was an original thing. Like, my mom would serve pancakes often with lemon and sugar.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems nowhere near as fun.
Yes. I mean, again, maybe that was just my mom, but I was really under the impression that maple syrup is a very much a Canadian thing. North America, like Vermont, obviously maple syrup as well. But I think as Canada, we sort of claimed maple syrup,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Poutine is on the list for sure. People have been suggesting poutine. Nanaimo bars as well. But maple syrup right now ahead. Smoked salmon also on the list. But and then butter tarts. A few little votes for butter tarts.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Just as long as there's no raisins in the butter tarts.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's just the worst. It's like you took something good and then just wanted to.
Wanted to make it not.
Would you eat around the like if somebody had to
give you? I can't eat around raisins.
So if somebody gave you a butter tart and it had just a few raisins in, you wouldn't pick it out?
No.
You just
no.
be like,
well, you know, first of all, you never know how many raisins are going to be in there until you actually take a bite. There's rarely just two or three raisins in an entire butter tart. If you're going to put raisins in there, you put a lot of them in there.
See, this is why Drew wants protection for the butter tart to make sure that there's no raisins. That's not part of the integrity of the butter tart.
That's not the original recipe. Does not call for raisins. Okay. No. All right. Well, then you know what? I think we have a cause.
There you go.
We have something that we can rally behind this morning, and that's what we were looking for.
I'm kind of surprised Hawaiian pizza didn't come up on that nobody suggested
suggested
wasn't
Italian.
That a Canadian creation as well?
Yeah.
Like I can't again something else I can't stand, but I know people who love Hawaiian pizza really love Hawaiian pizza.
I think it's because it's got Hawaiian pizza in the name. So it's like a Canadian food that says Hawaiian pizza feels like there's a disconnect there. So that's why. So
we want to make sure it's something that can't be confused as somebody else's food.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. We're going to do all this work getting the protection for it. And then the U.S. is going to take credit.
Boo.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Hope you had a good weekend. It was a busy one for Christmas party. I mean, it's the busiest Christmas party season in a long time. And we definitely experienced that because we did our annual Christmas Crashers event.
Fun!
This weekend, where we crashed 5 different parties around the Lower Mainland. We crashed parties for Fraser Health, the renal health unit there, Fortis BC, Western Canada Marine Response, the Villa Caratal House, it's a seniors home in Vancouver, and we also crashed a house party. A group of 19 beautiful friends and family members, I guess they've been doing this for 19 years, this group of friends and family. So
awesome.
It was so sweet. It was a great night from top to bottom. We wish we could have gone to more parties, but it's one night a year, Christmas Crashers, and it was this past Saturday. Thanks to Guildford Town Center, who supplied thousands of dollars worth of prizes, and a VIP limo for getting us around from party to party to party. It was super fun. So you're definitely feeling like that festive spirit is in the air. People are busy. People are doing things. Do people feel the holiday season needs to be longer to get all of the stuff in that they want to do? Joey, do you feel the need for the holiday season to be longer than it currently is?
No.
No.
No. Okay. No. I've got lots and lots of time. Good to go. No.
No. Okay, you don't need another minute.
No.
Sammy's our assistant producer. She's filling in for Aaron on news and traffic this week. Do you need the holiday season to be longer, Sammy?
Okay, I love the holiday season, of course, but okay. I feel like it's just right now. The amount of time, you know, it wouldn't be special if it was longer,
okay.
I feel.
Okay, so you're baby bear, everything's just right the way it is.
I yes.
54% of people say they need it to be longer. It's too busy as it is. They can get it all done. I think people want to enjoy it more. So that's why they want it to be longer, this feeling of if it was just a bit longer every year, things wouldn't be as crazy busy as they are.
Like, should it start earlier or end later?
I think people want it to go longer. So not start earlier, I think more deeper into January.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like another week into January.
Because people are pushing it up as it is, like the day after, like November 11th, Remembrance Day. People are like, "Whoop! Tree's out. Let's do this."
Exactly. Yeah. Decorations certainly go up that early. I think it's probably maybe it's not until that last weekend of November, I think, where you get the parties going.
Totally. Yeah, yeah.
So maybe you could like start that a week earlier. I just think by New Year's, though, like, I just don't have anything left.
That's why I'm like, do I want it to be longer? No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's a lot of things to do.
You want to tack on more time to the holiday season after New Year's Eve? I can't do it.
No.
I guess that's just the sleep week.
You couldn't do much more. We call that recovery week.
Exactly. Maybe that's the idea, is that things are still crazy busy in the same amount of time. Just give us a week at the end of it all to rest.
Yes.
And then we'll reset for a new year.
Time to go back. It's Nat and Drew's Retro News.
Taking a look at pop culture history for this day, December the 5th, 2003 was the year that this celebrity couple consciously coupled Gwyneth Paltrow and Coldplay's Chris Martin. They got married at a surprise wedding in Santa Barbara. Then they consciously uncoupled in 2014.
I love that term. That didn't really catch on, did it?
No.
I mean, it was a thing for a moment. People kind of made fun of it. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, it didn't catch on, though.
But it didn't have a life after the Gwyneth-Chris Martin split.
No. Yeah. But I don't know too many people that have actually split. So maybe in those circles it has. But I, you know, like in my personal life, I just don't know too many people that have split up. So.
Fair enough. Yes, in personal life, I'm just even in thinking of other celebrities that have split in high profile fashions. Nobody else has kind of used that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And bizarre reference, but when Roger Clemens, the baseball pitcher, was being accused of steroid use, and he was caught in a lie, he very famously said, I believe at a government proceeding, he misremembered, which was not a word, but then misremembered kind of did become a word.
Yeah, I heard that. I think you're misremembering that event.
Yeah. It kind of did become a word. So, but in the conscious uncoupling thing, it hasn't really become a term.
No. But I think a lot of celebrities they kind of want to move on. They don't want to really draw attention to consciously uncoupling.
Yeah, fair.
Like J-Lo, you know, like she forgets that she was married to a bunch of other people before.
Never been with anybody but Ben Affleck.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's the only person.
Also on this day in 1984, Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy opened in theaters.
For a man who claims to be on vacation, you look a lot like you're on a stakeout.
Stakeout? No. I'm picnicking. This is like a picnic area.
Oh. Who was a bigger movie star in 84 than Eddie Murphy? Absolutely nobody. Absolutely nobody.
No, I'm trying to think.
Absolutely nobody.
I can't argue. I want to, but I can't.
Beverly Hills Cop starred the number 4, the fourth movie. They started filming in August. It's going to be released in 2023.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yes. I was a bit lost there for a second.
So was I.
Nope. Beverly Hills Cop 4 is not a thing that's happened yet, but it's happening in 2023. So if you thought that 2022 was all about Top Gun and Tom Cruise coming back, wait till Axel Foley comes back in 2023.
I don't really remember the premise of Beverly Hills Cop. Was he a real cop?
He was a real cop in Detroit, and then a friend of his gets killed, and he's got some shady connections in Beverly Hills. So Axel Foley, Eddie Murphy's character, takes a leave of absence or goes on vacation from the Detroit Police Department to go and figure out what's going on in Beverly Hills. But he's there under the guise of it's vacation. He's not really working.
Got it. And then Beverly Hills, should I even ask? What was the, was he still, what
did
was
they catch
doing?
On by the third movie?
I think he just went back again.
He's just like, I really like Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Detroit is cold. Yeah.
And my friends keep dying. So. Yeah.
And on this day in 1984, Wham! Released their song, Last Christmas. I saw a thing, and I loved Wham! Like when I was a kid, I loved Wham! I loved George Michael. My friend Lydia loved Andrew Ridgely. That's who we were going to marry. And I didn't realize this, that Andrew Ridgely didn't really do anything in that group. Like that he was part of Wham! But he was... I saw a thing recently where I'm not sure whether Andrew Ridgely even plays instruments all that well, because there was he wasn't really allowed to play much on the Wham stuff. And I'm not even sure whether he sang much, but he was just a really good friend of George Michael's, and they were like school chums, and he just brought him along for the ride.
I think he did some vocal harmonies and stuff like that, but no, he was nowhere. When Last Christmas specifically was recorded, Andrew Ridgely was nowhere to be found. He was not allowed in the studio.
So
George Michael plays every instrument on Last Christmas.
So it's a Wham song,
yeah.
But one half of Wham is not.
It's another Wham song where it's basically just George Michael.
Not basically. I think it is just
George Michael.
But what a nice friend to want your friend to also share in some of your success.
Nat and Drew's Retro News. Weekdays at 6:20. This is the Nat and Drew Show. Text your comments anytime to 103.5.35. Standard messaging rates apply.
Question for you this morning. When you get called into an impromptu meeting at work, do you automatically go to a dark place? Like, this is not going to, this is a surprise meeting. This is probably not good.
Who would do that?
Like, is that just me?
A surprise meeting with no meet in the boardroom in 10 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah, my mind would go to a dark place too. That something bad has happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, this is interesting. So in Ontario, a surprise meeting was called at a workplace with about 26 coworkers. And people were worried. They were scared because that's the surprise meeting thing is very scary. Turns out they were lottery winners.
Oh, wow. I love that.
It was a surprise meeting, and it was to let them know that the work pool had won the lottery. Now, they won the a Max Million, so it's $1 million, and it's split between 26 people.
Okay.
So,
well, no, still, yeah, it's nice.
It's nice. It's nice, but I think you've scared a lot of people for not that much money.
Yeah, it's not a culling, at least, I guess.
Yeah. It works out to $38,461.53 per person.
I will deal with 10 or 15 minutes of panic for nearly 40 grand. Sure, I don't think that's hugely taxing.
But I'm not as. But here's the thing. And then I was also wondering how this meeting played out. It's like we've won the lottery, and then you're like, oh my god! And they're like, it's $40,000 each. It becomes like it's still great. Don't get me wrong, but it's not. You know,
I think it's how you say it. I don't think you start generically with "we won the lottery." I think you say "we won a $1 million Max Million prize,"
mm-hmm.
and tell so they know. So yeah. Don't think you won 70 million or whatever the jackpot was.
Yeah.
You've got to say.
This meeting is terrible.
Yeah. Drew wants the branding in there. We've won one max million through
lottery.
Well,
whatever. Whether you say we won $1 million in the lottery, however you phrase it.
Yeah.
You don't drop it. I agree with you. You don't drop it out there first.
We won the lottery.
The possibility.
A huge amount.
The Powerball.
Just one of us.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you don't do it that way.
My question comes down to more because not everyone usually is in a lotto pool. So they bring everybody in for the meeting and say, "We won if you bought in." People who didn't win anything in the meeting.
They brought in everybody that was in the lotto pool. And at least the story's not clear whether everybody that works at this place in Ontario, it's in Hamilton, whether, because it's 26 people. So is that the entire, that seems like that could be in some place, entire workplace. Imagine if it's not. But I actually was thinking about this. I'm like, I think 26 people is too many people for a lotto pool.
Agreed.
I think you need to cap it. Workplace, even if your workplace has more people, have a separate lotto pool.
What's the max number, Nat?
I'm not sure. Like I don't.
4, 5, 6,
something like that.
Okay.
Something.
You don't want to be dividing it up too many ways.
No, I don't.
But what if the competing lotto pool? If you're capping it at 6, what if the competing lotto pool in the office is the winner and it's not your pool?
It's definitely a risk for sure. But I think it's a risk. It's a risk I'm willing to take.
This is why Nat is in 19 different pools.
Places I don't work. I've always said, we've said it before, and sometimes people call in, if you have a workplace pool and you need one more player, 604-280-1035.
The Nat and Drew Show.
Here's a stat about dating apps that I found surprising. 47% of dating app users surveyed admit to lying about their own personal details on their dating profile.
Mm-hmm.
So 47% are willing to admit that they lie. That's the number that are willing to admit that they lie. The real number's got to be higher than that.
I kind of just assumed everybody did a little bit. Like, just a little smidge.
Yeah, just like on your resume.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a touch. Yeah. Nothing that seems unrealistic. Yeah,
I went to Harvard. I don't know where my degree is. Harvard College.
Yeah. In the middle
it's
of
an
nowhere.
It's an online program.
Yeah. University one. Surprise, surprise, the stats do skew a little male when it comes to lying. 51% of male users, 44% of female users. The most common things that people lie about.
I know it.
All right, Joey, go.
Their height.
Their height finished at number 4.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, sorry, number 3. Number 3 on the list. Number
3. Their marital status.
New.
No, okay, sorry.
Thankfully, new.
Okay.
Those are just Ashley Madison users, but I'm not even sure whether those people are real or just bots.
Yeah. And I don't think they're lying about their marital status on Ashley Madison.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
Their age.
No, not their age.
Their job title.
Job was number 2.
Oh, Joey, look at you.
Second most popular thing that people lie about.
You'd be very good at having a dating profile.
Yes, clearly.
A good friend of mine, when she was in university, so he wasn't in the field yet, but when she met this guy, he told her that he was in med school. And then I think it was a good month after they started dating where he finally came clean and said, yeah, I'm not in med school at all. Like, you're eventually going to find this out. But we've been dating. I didn't think we'd be dating. So now I got to come clean. And I'm just like in a general Bachelor of Arts program. I'm not in med school at all. But it was not a deal breaker. They continued to date for about another year. So sometimes even though people do lie and sometimes get caught lying or fess up, it doesn't necessarily mean the end of things.
Yeah. I don't know whether that would really bug me or not.
Someone said they were in med school and you found out they had a Bachelor of Arts, not even a Bachelor of Science, they're not even on the way to med school.
I don't know. I mean, how hot was he? Was he hot?
He was a handsome man.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. I can remember early days, I'd be like, okay, if you waited years to tell me, like if all of a sudden we were together and he was going to the hospital to work, but he wasn't because he wasn't a doctor, that's more of a problem than a month in of casual dating.
The number one thing that people lie about on their online dating profile, their hairstyle. So I'm assuming that you're taking an out-of-date picture and your hair just looks nothing like it does in that picture until you get to your first date. And then the person's like, whoa, you said you were a blonde and you've got dark hair. Mm-hmm. Or you had long hair, you have short hair. Or you said you had short hair and you have long hair. Like something about your hairstyle is the number one thing that people lie about.
So, okay, again, I mean, I just feel like the lie is a strong term because people change their hair all the time. I know you're supposed to use a recent photo of yourself, but I thought the guideline was you could use a photo that was a couple of years old. Are you supposed to update it every time you change your hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Your dating profile picture, I think we did a segment on this last week. Your dating profile picture should accurately represent the way you look now.
That's no fun.
So if you still look the way you did 3-4 years ago, use that picture. But if you look different, you've got to have something that represents what you look like now.
Does anybody look like they looked 3 or 4 years ago? The pandemic's been hard. We're all a little rougher around the edges. Why can't we use an older, softer photo?
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5. Time to play Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank. It's powered by the King of Floors. Off to Coquitlam we go to say good morning to Barb. Hi, Barb.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good, Barb. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did.
What was the best part of your weekend?
Just walking, I guess. Nothing too exciting.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if we can make your Monday really exciting.
Oh, that'd be good.
All right. Barb, we're going to ask you to open up as many vaults as you want. Stay away from the alarm. You hit the alarm. We can't give you the cash. We will give you a $100 gift card to Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Barb. Let's open up vault one. Where do we start?
$50.
No. Boo. Brutal. Boo.
Yeah, that is bad. Okay. Let's do it again.
Vault two.
$450. Well, oh, that's scary. We'll try again.
You're going to try again, because sometimes you're right. When you say 450 is scary,
yeah.
This is when some people start to feel the vibes of that alarm.
Yeah, me too. We'll try again.
Okay. Barb doesn't care.
I'm scared, so I'm going to push through.
Okay, good luck. Vault three.
$650.
Oh, God.
That was a good call, Barb. $650. Are you tempted to stop now, or would you like more?
I'm tempted. Oh, geez, what should I do? What should I do?
Yes.
Sorry.
Shoot.
Maybe. Oh God. One more time, maybe.
One more time.
Oh,
one more time. Vault four.
$900.
Oh, I'm stopping. That's it. I'm done.
That's it.
Oh shoot! That's good.
Shoot.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Thank you so much.
Don't shoot it all in one place.
Oh, no, I won't.
No.
Congratulations, Barb. $900. Let's see if this is the right call. What is in Vault 5?
Oh,
perfect.
Ay, ay, ay. Thank you.
A perfect game for Barb on a Monday. That's the way we like it. That's the way we start a brand new week.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, here we go.
Now, here's the scoop.
A new trailer has dropped this morning for Harry and Meghan's docu-series.
It's a dirty game. The pain and suffering of women marrying into this institution, this feeding frenzy.
I realize they're never going to protect you.
No one knows the full truth. We know the full truth.
And so will you.
Oh, wow. This is a Ridley Scott movie? What is going on?
There's panic in the streets. There's concern. There is high intensity and much drama. The Harry and Meghan docuseries, the first three episodes come out this Thursday on Netflix. The final three episodes come out next Thursday on Netflix. So you can spend your holiday season. Just, you can watch The Crown.
And compare.
And then you can watch this dirty, dirty docu-series.
I saw a headline in one of the UK tabloids over the weekend that something to the effect of Harry calls Father King Charles begging for money. And he's crying, begging for money, apparently, is the story. They're running out of funds.
Really?
That was
They've already spent the Netflix and Spotify money. Those were big, big deals.
I did not dig deep into the article. I just saw the headline. I'm not sure whether there's much to it. But
is it like those Susan Boyle? You'll not believe what Susan Boyle looks like now.
It wasn't clickbait. It was something else.
You'll never believe what Harry and Meghan's bank account looks like now.
Unrecognizable.
Is the new clickbait. I don't know. This, for whatever reason, it seems like it. I'm sure it'll garner a lot of headlines, I'm sure, based on some of the details that will be shared. It does. I don't know. It's like, do you snuggle up with this during the holidays or the Jeffrey Dahmer show? Like, these are your choices on Netflix right now.
Well, I think there's like the feel good movies on Netflix too, like the Lindsay Lohan something.
Oh, yes. Falling for Christmas. That is delightful.
So it's a bit of a sandwich.
A palate cleanser. Yeah. You can watch these three episodes, then cleanse the palate with Lindsay Lohan, and then come back for the final three next week.
Another person thinks James Corden is a big piece of trash. It's Mel B, a.k.a. Scary Spice. She was actually asked to name the biggest jerk celebrities that she's ever met, and she listed four people. James Corden, Jesse J, Ginger Spice, and herself. So I'm not sure, and I looked through the full article, and she doesn't really qualify as why she says herself. With Ginger, she says, I love her to bits, but she's bleeping annoying. As for James Corden, she says, quote, I think you always have to be nice to the people that you work with, whether it be production, camera guys, sound, or lighting. We all work for the same thing, so you should always be nice. And he has not been very nice, end quote.
Is there any chance that she's just joking and these are all friends of hers? Because she does name another Spice Girl. I have no idea what her relationship is with singer Jessie J. Is there any chance that this is like sarcasm? She's playing off of all of the other James Corden stories and just having fun with friends.
I mean, possibly. I mean, that's a very nice way to look at it. In my mind, no. She's out for blood. And before they can take her down, she's like, I'm going to put it out there that I'm also a terrible person.
It's Nat and Drew's $1,000 Minute. Brought to you by Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
7:36, off to Coquitlam we go this morning to say hi to Colette. Colette, good morning. Have you started any Christmas shopping? Where are you at with Christmas prep?
Good morning to you. And no.
No.
Okay. No. All right. You were, as we were bringing you on the air, you seemed to be like you were talking to somebody. My husband. Your husband. Yeah. Okay. So is he sort of your, is he got an expertise in a category that you might go to him for?
He knows.
He knows some things.
Yeah, he knows some things. I know a few things. Maybe together we might know something. Who knows?
All right. We'll see. Well, you know what? That's fair.
It's a little adventure this morning.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Colette, let's see if we can get you $1,000. When you and your husband and all the things you know, maybe this makes for $1,000. 1 minute on the clock. We'll ask you 10 questions. You get all 10 right. $1,000 is yours. If not, it is $10 for each correct answer you give us. If you don't know the answer to something, say pass. If there's time, we'll come back to it. The moment you give us an answer, it counts. You can't take it back.
Okay.
Good luck, Colette. Here we go. $1,000 minute starts now. Which Disney...
Jasmine.
Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet is a lyric from what Christmas song?
Pass.
What are the four suits in a standard deck of playing cards?
Clubs, hearts, diamonds, spades.
Who is the host of the TV show The Voice?
Carson Daly.
Name a popular dating app.
Pass.
Who played Axel Foley in the movie Beverly Hills Cop?
Pass.
Finish this nursery rhyme line. The wipers on the bus go...
Round and round.
The Orpheum is located at the corner of Seymour and what other Vancouver street?
Pass.
What company made the Discman and the Walkman?
Sony.
Mel B is better known as which Spice Girl?
Oh, there's
yeah, I did pretty bad.
No,
and the wipers go back and forth or swish, not round.
Yeah, you kind of, I you were very cute after that. You're like, oh no.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. And you kind of just muttered it to yourself. Oh no. Swish, swish, swish was that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go and mark all these. So you were listening at the top of the hour, I think, when we gave you the answer to question one.
Yeah.
Jasmine, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet is a lyric to Holly Jolly Christmas, which we just played before the $1,000 minute. Mm-hmm. So no money there. Okay. But then you get the next two, right? Mm-hmm. Popular dating app, Tinder, Bumble, OkCupid, Hinge, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy.
I've been married 47 years. So.
I was wondering whether maybe it's been a minute. So
or maybe just sometimes for fun, open up Tinder just to see what's out
there. Yes, yeah, because you never know.
Yeah, right.
Eddie Murphy played Axel Foley in Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, that's right.
Swish, swish, swish. You knew that was how the wipers on the bus go. The Orpheum is located at Seymour and Smythe. And you know your Discmans and Walkmans. Oh, and Mel B is Scary Spice. We didn't get to that one either.
Yeah, I didn't know which one she was, but anyways.
There you go.
Four correct answers, $40. You and your husband can enjoy a nice bottle of wine for the holidays.
Yeah, we can. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Colette.
Time to play Nat and Drew's Beat the Bank, powered by the King of Floors. Caller 25 is... Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. Are you at work, or where did we find you this morning?
I'm at work, yeah.
All right, so you're taking a break to win big bucks.
I am. Maybe I'll be leaving. No.
Well,
I'm gonna win the jackpot.
Well, you know what? We could go as high as $50,000. Now, I'm not sure whether that should be job quitting money, but hey, if it is, if that actually is your tipping point, I'm jealous.
Here's the thing. It's probably not quit your job money, but it might be like, oh, I'm not feeling very well.
Certainly.
I should probably go home today.
Yeah.
Probably go home today kind of money. Open as many vaults as you like, Lori. Stay away from that alarm. If that goes off first, no cash, but we'll still treat you to dinner with a $100 gift card to Kobe Japanese Steak and Seafood House celebrating 54 years.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. Here is Vault 1.
$300.
Not a bad start, Lori, at $300.
I'll go again.
$500.
Ooh.
That's hard. It's a hard amount. It's good money, for sure.
It is. What did it go to last time?
At $705, it went to $900.
I'm going to stop.
You're going to stop at $500?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm not a big gambler.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you do you. Despite your earlier threats that you were going to maybe leave work.
I'm going to win the jackpot. I'm good at $500.
Are you leaving work today?
Maybe a small break.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, $500. That's awesome.
Yay!
Right before Christmas? Are you kidding? That's amazing.
Perfect.
So, how much more was there to be won? What was in Vault 3?
$700.
Yeah, a little more.
$750. $800. $1,200.
There we go. Okay. All right.
I'm so happy. I'm good.
Yeah. So some more, but not like, you know, oh my gosh, you'll be thinking about it for the rest of your life more money.
Yeah.
So $500, you got that. That took you 2 minutes to win.
Woo! Yeah. Good return.
A good return.
Have a great day and a great Christmas, Lori. Thanks for listening.
You too.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Okay, here we go.
Now, here's the scoop.
The anchors that have been having an affair while hosting Good Morning America were pulled off the air this morning. They did their show and then were told that they would not be back on the air for tomorrow. The story of TJ Holmes and Amy Robach having an affair broke last week and caused a bit of a frenzy. They were on the air on Friday and TJ alluded to it.
You know, it's too bad it's Friday.
Is it?
It's been a great week. Just want this one to keep going and going and going. Just enjoy it.
Speak for yourself.
Take it all in.
I am very excited about the weekend and I'm sure everyone else is too. We all love our Fridays around here.
All right, so the thing with these two is that they both are married to other people, but the status of their marriages to other people has been called into question. Like, it seems like they're both sort of separated, but when that separation happened, there's been stories that actually both couples were friends with each other and did stuff together as couples, and now sort of TJ and Amy are together. together and she's getting a divorce and it's very unclear what his marital status is. So Good Morning America originally said, hey, like, there's nothing illegal that's going on. They're both the same. The power structure is the same. They're co-workers. One's not the other's boss. This is fine. Over the weekend, the president of ABC, Kim Godwin, said that, you know, this is a situation that is an internal and external distraction, and they need to be sort of pulled off the air while ABC figures out next steps. So that is actually what has happened. No word on whether they'll be, when they'll be back, if they'll be back.
Well, it's so weird. I mean, that's the thing. It's like you've pulled them off the air now after you said you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so what, then eventually you're going to put them back on the air?
They have to be separated. There's three hours of Good Morning America, and all the hosts don't host the same hours, right? So maybe you just need to separate these two in their heat.
This is the later version of GMA3, I think they call the show.
Yeah.
So it's like how do you put them back on the air now?
Not together.
Like
too much heat.
But isn't even that distracting? Even if you just put one of them on in the morning with Michael Strahan and Robin Roberts,
and then who knows who will have an affair?
When one of them shows back up, like I don't know. I think they've created an even bigger distraction for themselves. Like if you keep them, I think they're, I don't know what happens to these two now.
Well, maybe that's the plan.
I think,
right?
ABC screwed this up.
I don't know, because it's in the news cycle again.
Well, because it just came out a week ago. If it was in the news cycle for like 6 months or something like that, but this would have passed. It wasn't like the main GMA show.
And ABC didn't want that, so they're pulling them off, and then they're going to put them back on, then they're going to put one on with somebody else. Yes. Then they're going to invite one of their ex-spouses to come on.
Yes, another corporation making excellent strategy decisions with what to do with on air. We'll see. It's probably not over yet. There's probably many more chapters to come. How about this for a new twist on a Christmas tradition? Hellman's wants you to make eggnog this year with mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
They say eggs is actually the third ingredient when making mayonnaise, and it actually tastes better than using egg yolks, if you use mayo in your eggnog recipe. I believe we posted up the recipe on our socials. You can check it out. Each cup has 4 teaspoons of mayo, plus milk, heavy cream, simple syrup, nutmeg, vanilla extract, cinnamon, rum, brandy, and cognac. So I don't know whether the booze is just killing all of the taste of the mayo in there or not, but those are the ingredients for Hellman's eggnog.
See, I bet it's good. Like, I know it's a mayonnaise company telling you to put mayo in stuff, and I think you made that point earlier, Joey, but I bet it's actually good, because the idea that you put, like, an egg yolk in anything would seem kind of off-putting, right? Like, do you just ever just randomly put an egg yolk in your chocolate milk? Of course you don't, because it doesn't sound like it would be good. But I don't know. I actually think it would be good. I think it would be at least palatable. I don't think it would be as gross as it sounds.
It sounds really gross. It does sound like you've got to blend that up really, really well.
But you do. You blend it with ice. It's like a frozen eggnog margarita type thing.
Oh, that makes it sound worse.
Well, okay, you don't even like eggnog, do you, Nat?
I don't mind it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you had the cognac and the brandy and the rum, that's fantastic.
Did you want to try it? Should we try making it then?
I feel like we should try making it. Like, we don't have all the ingredients right now, but I think we could.
I was going to say, I don't know.
Is there any cognac in the office drawer?
The only thing we don't have is the mayonnaise. Everything else we have. No, but I think we should do this, because I bet it's not as gross as you guys think it is. I actually bet it tastes good, and I think we could do this. We could get it together and do it for the show.
I really love eggnog. Hey, if it's a revolutionary thing, if I never look at eggnog the same way, it's a better experience from here forward. I'll give it a try. Okay. I'll give it a try because I like the eggnog.
Well, okay. What a trooper.
So who's shopping for the ingredients? Who's shopping for the... We'll figure it out.
Somebody, I don't know. Somebody will.
Okay.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show
on today's best variety, Move 1035.
Are there stories that have followed you around since you were a kid? Stories, or maybe even pictures, that your parents have kept alive, that they love telling these stories about you when you were a kid, any chance they get?
You know, I know my parents love me, and they're very good parents.
Yeah.
But I'm actually going to say no.
No?
Not that I know of. I can't think of anything. Maybe I just was really not a remarkable child. Nothing of note. My parents are asking. They're like, yeah, nothing of note.
604-280-1035, or you can text us with your story anytime at 103535. The reason why I ask, we had a super fun Saturday night. It was the return of Christmas Crashers, where we go around from party to party to party, crash different Christmas parties around the Lower Mainland. We crash parties for Fraser Health, for Fortis BC, Western Canadian Marine Response, Villa Caratal House, and this lovely house party that's just a gathering of friends and family. They've been doing it every year for 19 years. Claudia was the person who entered the contest, but the party was actually at another couple's house, Pow and Cheryl. And when we got in there, first of all, the outside of the house, major props for the decorations. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was a full-blown Christmas house. And then we walk inside and everybody's in Christmas PJs and stuff. And it's the gathering they've been doing for nearly 20 years. Longer than some of their kids have been alive. Most of the kids have been alive. So as we were kind of chatting and meeting everybody at the party, Pow and Cheryl, who were hosting the party, they pulled out a picture and they said, "Do you remember this picture?" And I was like, "Oh, gosh, I don't think I do." And it was a picture of their little boy, who was 4 years old, I guess, at the time the picture was taken. Anyway, it turns out the little boy, whose name is Peyton, won a cutest kid contest that we did 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Won a car. The cutest kid won a car.
Yep.
For the family. And now that cutest kid is 16 years old and is in the party in his PJs, just looking horrifically embarrassed as parents are telling the story. Yeah. Because you know he's been, and I mean, awesome to reunite with that family again that we hadn't seen in over a decade. I guess grandma's still driving that car. And now that Peyton is 16, hopefully he'll get access to that car. So it was wonderful to kind of reunite with them after so very long. But you also know that for 12 years, Peyton's parents have been telling this story about how he won the cutest kid contest.
Yeah. And I actually, you know, when they showed us the picture and then of all of us there with little Peyton, and he was so cute, and he literally had a little mini tux on. Like the day that we presented him with the car, I'm like, well, okay, why are we giving a baby a car? There were some things that were interesting about this contest that we did 12 years ago, and the idea that we literally pitted children against each other and the cutest kid. Because, I mean, there were some losers in this contest who I now feel bad for, and I hope they're not scarred.
Fair enough.
It was kind of just pretty incredible, and he just said, you know, that this is the picture that also will come out one day at his wedding.
100%.
It's just the picture that just keeps on giving.
It's a picture. He is literally being propped up on the hood of this car, and there's just this group of people surrounding him and stuff like that. The look on his face, he doesn't know what's going on.
No. He's like, "I wanted Legos." His car?
There's something for me. The random question of the day. Random question of the day. Silly little question. A funny little question. A wacky little question. It's the random question of the day.
What is something that ended up being better than you thought it would be? You can text 103535, call 604-280-1035. What is something that you ended up being better than you thought it would be? I bring this up because I had something that I thought, there's no way this is going to be good, but I'm going to try it because it's just so weird. And I'm curious because it has really good reviews. And it was a Brussels sprout pizza. Yeah, and it doesn't. And I don't I think on the record, I don't like Brussels sprouts.
I was going to say, didn't you say they taste like feet?
Yeah, they smell. No, I don't know what feet taste like.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. Sorry. Honest mistake.
Yeah, they smell like they would taste like feet. But I have never tasted feet, to be clear. If you're into that, that's fine. I'm not.
Okay.
So I don't. And people are like, "Oh, you just haven't had them done the right way." Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
If you only had feet done the right way.
You wouldn't be saying that.
Yeah.
You haven't had Brussels sprouts done the right way. But I don't like them. Brett, my husband, doesn't like them either. Mm. But anyway, we decided there's a restaurant called Scratch Kitchen, and they're really well known for their pizza. It's in North Van. And we decided they've got this Brussels sprout pizza that has crazy good reviews, and we're like, what the heck? Let's just try it. So it's Brussels sprout pizza, onion jam, caramelized sprouts, parsley pesto, toasted walnuts, mozzarella, parmesan, burnt honey. It was insane. It was insanely good. Joey, you're mocking. But it was like neither one of us like Brussels sprouts. Like, we hate them. They're gross.
Is this changing your mind on Brussels sprouts?
No, I don't think
this
it's just
the gateway.
This is the pizza. Like, okay. I think if they're on pizza done this way, 100%. They added a crunch, but you couldn't, like, there, it wasn't an overwhelming Brussels sprout flavor, right? Mm. So it was just everything came together so well. So my mind was blown. What is something that ended up being better than you thought it would be? Drew.
Oddly enough, feet.
Tried it the right way.
I didn't think it would be a pleasant experience at all, but once we got going, I mean.
Thanks for taking this seriously. Somebody else.
It was right there. I had to. Yeah. In all seriousness, Palm Springs. Palm Springs is a travel destination as a city. Yeah. I thought it was going to be sleepy, boring, nothing. I was like, well, the weather will be good.
Yes.
And it's a short flight. And when the kids were really young, it's like, well, we're not leaving the time zone. This is just going to be, this is going to be a warm weather destination that's not going to knock my kids' schedule way out of whack. And that was all we were looking for at that stage of the game. Palm Springs is awesome. Awesome. Like, I love the vibe down there. Plenty of great restaurants. I love kind of the 50s, 60s art deco look of all of the buildings. I love the old Hollywood feel from the people of that era who used to stay there and have homes there.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have high expectations for Palm Springs as a travel destination, but it's fantastic.
All right. Okay. Good, 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 good like to go.
You really sold me on it. Yeah, that sounds great.
No, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's fantastic. And so are feet.
I was distracted, sir, because we got a text from 778 that the person said, my boyfriend. My boyfriend ended up being better than I thought they would be. Maybe you win. But Drew, but Joey, do you have one?
We got a Honda CR-V, and it was a very practical car. It was affordable, so we just got it, and I wasn't expecting anything. And I love it. It has been the best car I've ever owned.
Really?
I love it. It is so great.
Because you have the Tesla.
Yes.
And so you're the CR-V above the Tesla.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if the CR-V was electric, I would never drive the Tesla ever again. But I drive it because it's electric. But yeah, I was not expecting much from the CR-V, and I just love it.
Look at him. He's all in. Another texter here from 604 number, who's, I guess, Brussels sprouts pizza is a thing at more than just one pizza place.
Mm-hmm.
Because a texter here says, I had one in Canmore, Alberta. It was to die for good.
Yeah.
The Brussels sprouts pizza.
That is the thing with Brussels sprouts. You just didn't know that they had to be covered in so many other things, like cheese and parmesan and like a basil pesto to make them good.
604-280-1035, or you can text us at any time at 103535. Something that turned out way better than you thought it was going to.
The random question of the day.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.